It's the 61st episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
And I'm Kevin.
It's the SakuraCon edition. We're not at SakuraCon.
No, it's SakuraCon. Couldn't get it done.
But we're talking about SakuraCon.
Yes.
So that's why I'm calling it the SakuraCon edition.
It's the day after.
It's the day after the con ended. How did you like it, Kev?
Well, since we only saw a whopping 30 minutes of it, if that, if you could even consider what we saw 30 minutes of it.
I don't think we saw any of it.
We were standing at the gates. It's like peering
Where?
In. Well, we went to shoot the Sailor Moon girls. We were like basically there.
Okay, pause. We have this plant that Kevin received like in college.
Yes.
Someone was leaving,
yes.
Right? And they
yep.
were like, do you want this plant? And Kevin was like, sure. He took mediocre care of it. So I started taking care of it. And it's very resilient.
Oh, yes. It's a super plant.
Yeah. Like, if you don't take care of it for, like, a week or two, it doesn't care. It looks droopy, but it doesn't, like, die.
Oh, yeah. It's very resilient.
Anyways, I was very curious about this plant. So there's this subreddit called, like, what's this plant or something. Mm-hmm. So I went there, and they were like, oh, it's this certain plant. I don't even know what it's called. I can look it up, but whatever. But anyways, the way it
spreads its seeds
is it, like, shoots them.
Explodes
they
with
explode
seed.
Across so it just happened when we were just talking about it, so that's why Kevin and I were like, because it's like it's quiet, you know, in our apartment, and then we just hear this ding 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 ding, like the seed hits the windows and the wall or stuff, and like we'll find seeds like across the room. Yeah. Like we'll be sweeping and we're like, what the
super plant.
So it's this plant's horny super right plant. Now I guess I don't know. Anyways,
it is spring.
Well, we had a cancellation.
We did.
A photo shoot. And so we had some time in the morning. So we went to this crazy Starbucks in Seattle that we knew existed but never been. And we didn't know it was that crazy. But it's the craziest Starbucks I've
yeah.
ever been to. It has
yep.
a roastery inside. It's weird. But so we're like, oh, we got like 30 minutes before we were supposed to do a... We were supposed to do a quick little Sailor Scout shoot
mm-hmm.
For our friends. And we were in the area and we're like, let's just pop to the convention. Like, just hang out for a little bit and then we'll come back up and do the shoot. But as we were walking past the meet area for the Sailor Moons, our friends were already there,
right.
And half the group was already there. So we were like, well, I don't want to just like walk right by them and be like, bye. So
yeah.
That was as close as we got to the con, was about a half a block away from it.
Yeah. But I mean,
all right. I mean, we had a good weekend.
It was really quiet this weekend.
We were doing shoots all weekend, so, I mean, we were having
off-site
fun.
Off-site shoots.
Yeah,
off-site
shoots.
So we were nowhere near the convention center.
Yeah, and I don't know if we really, I guess we've talked about it on here. I can't remember anymore.
What?
Like, what we've talked about on the podcast.
Yeah, it's okay to
but,
go over most of it.
You know, this year we decided, you know, especially for SakuraCon, I've gone so many years now, we've just gotten so bored with shooting in that little... In the bubble.
Freeway Park.
Yeah, it's called Freeway Park. But I mean, just in cons in general, like even at the LA Convention Center. It's just like that little bubble of the convention area.
Right, anywhere that somebody can walk within 30
like
minutes.
Not even 30 minutes, like 2 seconds. Like basically, we keep it pretty close.
Yes.
Fine. And I'm just like, by the time we got to Anime Expo 2015, we were just like so bored of everything. It was like, oh, we could shoot here, I guess. You know?
Yeah.
So this year we decided we were just like, fuck it. We're just going to take people like way off site. So we took people to these parks. I don't know how many people listen are from Seattle, but like this place called Discovery Park and the Arboretum. And they're about like 15 minute drive away.
Yeah.
So it was nice to be able to get like scenery that I've never done. I've done like weddings and stuff, but not like cosplayers there.
Right.
So it was really fun to do, because usually we only get to do that with people who live in the area. But, you know, we got to do it with people who are, like, from Texas or New York or all over the place.
Yep.
So it was nice, and I think people liked it. But as a result, which kind of sucks, we're not at the convention just chilling, which can be fun as well, because you get to see a lot of cool stuff.
Right. Yeah, previously, yeah, old past years. And we were just at the convention center. So,
yeah,
like, if we ever had
yeah,
time, downtime, we would just go to the convention and kind of people watch and whatnot.
Yeah, people watch, go to the exhibition hall,
right.
Like, just kind of look at everything, or just chill and kind of space out and enjoy, like, just being around it.
Yep.
So I kind of missed that this time. But I think since our next convention is in Dallas and we'll be, you know, at the hotel next door, I think we'll be able to, like, probably swing by. Because we, you know, it's our local condo. And so every time we had a break, we just came back to our apartment because we live in Seattle. But I think when we go to Dallas, maybe we could take a break. We'll probably, like, eat and then maybe go to the convention area because we'll probably be meeting people there. So,
yeah,
it'll be better next time. But I had a good time anyways.
Yeah. No, yeah. It was a freaky weekend. I don't know what was up with it. Like,
what do you mean?
There were just no people anywhere. Like, all the parks that we went to were super dead.
That's true, because
there was very minimal traffic everywhere we were going.
Even, like, during, like, rush hour.
Yeah. No, it shouldn't have been that easy.
Yeah. It was kind of weird. Like, I had a lot of anxiety about it. Yeah. Especially, like, the Arboretum and stuff.
Right.
Because the Arboretum, especially this week, they took away a parking spot because they're doing construction there now. So Kevin and I were like, oh, shit. Because the Arboretum gets really full really fast. Mm-hmm. And Kevin and I went there last weekend to scout. Yep. We went to all these places to scout, and every single place was fucking packed.
Yeah, there's no parking.
Like, people were, like, parking on the sides of the roads, like, illegally. And we're just like, oh, God, we're going to have to deal with this next weekend with a cosplayer. And the cosplayer is going to be like, what the fuck, guys?
All right. And we just went, parked, everything was easy.
And Bernie Sanders was here on Friday. So everybody was like, oh, traffic's so fucked up, blah, 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 blah. And we had to drive cosplayers back to their hotel at the time that he was, like, during rush hour and the time that people were going to go see him.
Yeah.
And it was like nothing, no
traffic jams. Yeah, that's why I was kind of freaked out this whole weekend. Like, it just went pretty smoothly on our end.
Yeah. And there was you know, obviously, so KurCon's going on, so downtown's crazy, and then there was this thing called BunnyCon that's like this, it's like
drinking,
it's like a
bar hop,
but you wear little bunny ears, and I don't know, so they have SantaCon too, but
what else?
So I was like, oh my God, it's just going to be so shitty. We're going to have to, like,
and the weather was
sit in traffic.
Okay, for the most part, like, except for Sunday.
We had to do our first cancellation. We've never had to cancel on someone before.
Well, it was a mutual thing, I would say.
We had to initiate it,
right.
Basically.
Nobody wanted to shoot in the rain, yeah. So.
So, all weekend, so we started on day zero is when we started our shoots.
It was Thursday.
So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, they were sunny / cloudy.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, like, bad cloudy. It was, like, bright cloudy.
And
it was
warm
fine.
And okay. Yeah.
The nighttime got cold. But, yeah, it was pretty, like, we were moving a lot. So we were like, oh, we're pretty warm.
Yeah.
And then Sunday came and we did our morning shoot. And about a quarter of the way through the morning shoot, it just started raining.
Yeah.
But the park we were at was very tree-y.
Dense.
Yeah, dense. That's a better word than tree-y.
Tree-y.
Yeah,
sure. I got you.
So we had an umbrella, and we bought this space blanket, which actually I'm glad a lot of people ended up using our space blanket.
Good job, Kevin. Yeah, no problem, man. Thinking ahead.
I think I brought up the space blanket, didn't I?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
I thought I did. I don't know.
We were take credit.
Because the week before we were like, oh, the weather might be kind of shitty because it said it was supposed to rain all weekend, but it didn't. So we were like, we should get, like, a space blanket just in case it's, like, windy or...
Mm-hmm.
But many people used it. Anyways, so it was so dense that we didn't really need much because the trees were kind of covering us the whole time. But it was just, like, shit, like, just shitty weather. So we actually had to contact someone and be like, they live in Portland, so it's not too far. And we've been meaning to go to Portland anyways. I don't think I've ever shot in downtown Portland, so that might be interesting. Yeah.
We'll
but we had to be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And they were like, you know what? We totally understand. You know, I don't want they had wings and they were like, I don't really want them to get wet anyways, or it will ruin it basically. So it was nice that they understood because I was like, oh my God, I don't want them to be like, these assholes are flaking.
No, I think you stress out more about that kind of stuff.
I do. Yeah. And I mean, I wanted to express it sincerely. Like, we're not just flaking on you because we're lazy or something.
No.
It's just gross outside.
Yeah.
So we got to reschedule it. But.
Yep. So that was good. But yeah, I don't know. Everything at the con, outside of the con, I guess I could say, was freakishly quiet. Like, downtown was quiet.
Yeah.
Like, every time we went downtown to pick up or drop off somebody, it was just...
Well, and I was worried...
There's nobody.
Because we were picking up people at, like, the Sheraton or the Paramount Hotel, and that's so close to the convention center. I was like, we're going to get stuck at lights because all the people are crossing the street, you know?
I wonder if the con was, like, really low attendance this year.
I'm wondering, too, because WonderCon was this weekend, which is really big,
uh-huh.
And Anime Boston was this weekend, and then Laura, who we worked with, said there was another one in Louisiana.
Yeah.
And I know there's more than that going on too, because I remember looking at this the anime convention schedule, and I was like, "Holy shit, guys!"
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm wondering if Sakurakon was affected.
Well, they also did the free giveaway, the Easter egg hunt badges and stuff.
That was Emerald City.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was Sakurakon.
Sorry, Emerald City was doing a scavenger hunt this whole weekend, and I was seeing it on Twitter, and so people were, if you found the, they gave you clues, and if you found them around Seattle, they were 4-day passes.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
So. Yeah, especially since they're sold out.
Yes.
Yeah. Most memorable shoot? I don't know. Got yelled at by two old people while shooting, so that was pretty funny.
I would say the second Discovery Park shoot when we saw the two bunnies.
Oh, yeah. There's this really big park here, and it's very, grassy and
flat. Yeah, it's a former military base.
It's a former military base, but it's, abandoned, but it's really big. It takes up, this whole side by this waterfront, and it's miles and miles and miles long.
Yep.
And we were doing a shoot, and we turned around, and we were walking, and we saw two bunnies, two really big bunnies, one black one and one gray one, and they were so cute. And it's Easter. It was, perfect.
Yeah.
But I was like, shh, guys, bunnies. And then we all just stared at the bunnies until they ran away.
Yeah.
But they hung around for a little while.
I think they're people bunnies.
You think people set them free?
Yeah.
That's kind of sad.
I know. But, I mean, for the most part, bunnies, I don't think, get really domesticated. They still want to do what bunnies do, nibble on shit and dig holes and stuff.
Were you there? Have you seen my cousin's bunny?
Yes.
It's fucking depressing.
What's in an outdoor cage?
Yeah, but it's just in a cage and they don't let it out because the dogs would probably eat it.
It would.
My cousin, my family.
Anyway.
I have family that lives on a farm, legit. And they got this bunny. And she, never fed it. I think that my uncle fed it all the time.
It was, the kid wanted it, but
didn't want to take care of it. And it basically just lived in a cage, just the whole time. It's like a little box. I was like, this is really sad. I'll take you, bunny.
Yes.
You can hop around in our little courtyard back there.
Put on a leash.
Oh.
In college, Jacob, I don't know if you had two bunnies in his apartment.
Really?
His apartment. Yeah.
They leave little poo nuggets everywhere.
They left poo nuggets everywhere. under everything. Couches and shit. Ugh.
Oh my god.
I'm pretty sure you weren't allowed pets, but there were bunnies. And
wow.
They hopped around everywhere.
Were they cute?
Yeah, they're pretty cute. I mean, they're,
I love little bunnies. But thankfully, the Arboretum was still in bloom.
Yes.
Not cherry blossoms, but they were...
Other
They kind of look like them, but they're white. I don't know what those ones are called. I feel dumb. But we were worried...
We're not arborists. We don't even know these things.
We were worried they weren't going to be in bloom because, at the convention center's blooms were all dead already.
Yes.
So we're like, oh, shit. But they were still there. So it made for nice pictures. So I was really happy with this weekend.
Yeah. So was I.
Yeah. Yay.
It was a good weekend. So I have a question for you.
Oh God.
It was more of the whole, Sailor Scouts.
Okay.
Shoot. But before I get into that, let me talk about our support. You can help support Elite Cosplay by going to elitecosplay.com/Amazon and purchasing your normal things from Amazon.
Yeah.
Normally. That's really redundant for me to say normally. Anyway, there's
You got to stress that there's no added fee for you.
There's nothing.
Just shop regular.
You shop normally, and then we just get
a small kickback.
For referring you to them. So,
yes.
That helps us get to produce more videos for you.
Yes.
Other ways to support us, you can go to elitecosplay.com/shop and purchase shirts.
Some badass t-shirts.
We still have
two. Two t-shirts.
Two designs, not two
sorry.
T-shirts.
Sorry,
there's
sorry.
Only two t-shirts. No, two designs.
There's four t-shirts because we got unisex and girly style.
Yes.
So
you can get the cosplay icons shirt or the Eat, Sleep, Sew, Repeat shirt.
Excellent.
One behind us.
Yes.
So visit elitecosplay.com/Amazon or elitecosplay.com/shop.
Yay.
And help us out.
Thank you for those who have supported us.
Yes, thank you.
We truly appreciate it.
Yes.
I want to say something really quick before you ask about the Sailor Scouts.
Okay.
I was really happy and pleasantly surprised at how many people said they listened to our podcast.
Yes, me too.
I know they probably don't listen to like every episode, but it made me really happy because...
It makes it, there's an actual audience. There's people that listen to
us. It's like, it's hard because it's, you know, like, and I appreciate everyone that leaves comments on YouTube and everything, and it makes me happy. But we can get a little down about, we get a little down about the podcast sometimes. I don't know why.
It's just because we don't, there's no immediate feedback. You know, it's not, we're not doing it for an audience. It's just me, you, and Rebecca, and occasionally other people.
Yeah.
Which we'll talk and about
I am,
in the future.
Yeah, I am. Since the Kurocon's over and the dust is settling, I'm sure everybody's calming down now. I'm going to contact some local people. We'll have more cosplay guests on. So that's something that's we're working towards. Yeah,
Holly's against the remotes.
I'm not against the remotes. I think I want to try for the local first, and then once we've maybe exhausted the local samplings, we can get people through Skype maybe. But so, yeah, I appreciate everyone that listens to this. It made me, for some reason, I get a little sad about the podcast. So it's definitely motivated us to keep going. So thanks for everybody who listens. I just want to say thank you. Anyways, ask about the Sailor Scouts.
So it's not about the Sailor Scouts. It's about the situation we were in. So, okay. This is just me being weird, okay. I think, and me not understanding people, I guess.
Okay.
So why do people just, like, take pictures of things?
Wait, what?
So like when we were let me rephrase that. So when we were setting up for the Sailor Moon scout shoot, we had to wait around for, you know,
but everybody was on time.
Yes,
we just got there early.
We got there early, but there were people there early too, so we had to wait around for other people to get there. So then all the arbitrary people walking down the street would stop and take a picture. Like, why do people take
pictures? Like random people. Yes, that aren't associated with the cosplay world.
Like, what are they going to do? Because, it's just going to go on your phone and just sit there?
It's going to go on Facebook, or it's going to go on their phone. It's going to go a couple ways. People who are listening can't see you throw your hands up.
Oh, sorry. I'm making angry gestures.
So you can either say, like, LOL, found these weird people in Seattle, like if you're visiting,
okay,
look at Seattle, you know, it's like people do that all the time. It's not whatever. Or the people who maybe recognize that it's Sailor Moon, because Sailor Moon is huge, right?
I guess.
So like, oh, you know, like my
that
sister
girl that
watched...
walked up and said, I love Sailor Moon.
Exactly. My sister watched that, or, you know, I used to watch that, or blah 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 blah, and they'll just take a picture. Cute girls is another possibility.
That's true.
Weirdness factor, familiarity factor, cuteness factor.
I don't know. Done. I don't take enough pictures. I never take pictures on my phone.
Kevin and I don't take a lot of... We've been trying to take more pictures of ourselves because we realized
we
do all these things and then we don't have, like, pictures.
Right. But, like, I don't know.
Maybe it's because we're photographers, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. Is like,
I'm always like, I could take a better picture with my camera.
Right.
But it's at home, so I just won't take one at all.
I don't know. I just never take pictures.
I like that. I like your question, though. Why do people take pictures of stuff?
Yes, it's very... that's the whole point of Instagram, right? Is to take pictures of stuff and share. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Some of the things,
if you're just having a regular weekend...
I don't care about
were having a regular weekend and you're just, like, walking around town and then you see this group of brightly colored girls, you're going to be like, what the hell's going on over there? And then some people just
I would walk over there, take a look, and be like, oh, okay.
Some people
And then carry on with my life.
Some proof that they saw something, though, because maybe they'll tell their friends... Oh, hey, I saw these people.
Yeah, okay, but that's not even that uncommon. I mean, unless I'm, like, from, I don't know. And I'm sorry for anybody from South Dakota, but it'd be like if I was in South Dakota and be like, listen, people go out in costumes, not during Halloween. Like, who has that discussion
there are
and says,
people... okay,
no way, man, I don't believe you. I need to see a picture of this. God. Nobody says that.
Calm down.
I don't know. I'm just...
Whoa! Wow.
It doesn't make sense. I'm sorry.
Who cares? People just want to take pictures of daily stuff. Daily stuff.
Here's a picture of my coffee.
I would like to take a picture of a dog I come across on the street every day. Like that bulldog that was super into me like a week ago at the Arboretum, actually. And he just like walked right up to me and I was like, dog. Like, I wish I could have taken a picture of him.
Why? So you can remember him?
Super cutie.
Yeah. I don't know.
It doesn't matter. And it's not like people were mean. So
nobody was mean, not at all.
If they were an asshole taking a picture, then I'd be like, why?
Hey, Sailor Moon, can you turn around
now,
and bend
they,
over?
They did get, like, heckled.
We did. But it was from furries? I don't know.
The no, guy it wasn't had, from
like,
furries.
The there guy was, had a rave hat or whatever.
There
like,
was
the
one that was, like,
ears.
There was, like, a bro car. I think you weren't paying attention during that one. No. But anyways.
With the four dudes in it?
People take pictures.
Yeah, whatever. Everybody poops.
That too. Anyways. Got a comment from Destiny Amber on our last podcast. Because we did talk about how people are a little negative towards Yaya's clothing.
Yes.
Fabric line.
Yes.
So they said, just wanted to quickly comment with a positive experience for Yaya's line at Joanne. I recently bought some of her four-way stretch black pleather for making tights, and they were really nice, surprisingly. Joanne has been really generous with her coupons lately, and I was able to get 50% off the price of the fabric, which was way more affordable. The quality is comparable to other four-way stretch pleather fabric I've bought from Spandex World and Spandex Warehouse, which was kind of where everybody had to get it before. Unless you like lived in New York or LA. It's definitely not amazing quality, but it's really not that bad either. There you go. Thank you, Destiny Amber.
Okay. So there you go.
I needed the other perspective.
Yes. It's people that actually bought it.
People get like really, I don't know, sometimes the certain people you follow on social media, sometimes it can be a little leany towards one side. So.
Right.
It's nice.
I mean, but anytime anything super expensive comes out, it's always going to get a lot of hate for it.
Yeah, because people want it, but they're like, oh, I can't do it.
It's not the target audience. The problem. They have a very narrow target audience. Sorry.
But like she said.
I'm going on about
like
sales
said,
stuff.
It's a 50% coupon made it like way better.
Yeah.
And like Joanne does have that a lot of times. Like how many times do I pull out a 50%?
Every time.
Like most of the time.
If you're not, then I'm going to yell at you and say, what are you doing? There's a 50% off coupon somewhere.
I always wonder how Joanne stays in business. It's like coupon, like multiple coupons.
Here's the thing. I mean, it's. This is not okay. Anyway, they probably sell stuff at four times the cost. So then when they get to the half off the cost, coupon, it's still double the cost, and they're still making money to keep the lights on.
I guess.
And then they're just making a lot of extra profit on the people that don't or forget they have coupons.
Right. Yeah. All right.
There's probably a resurgence of, you know, they're probably taking an uptick in business and stuff, like the craftiness and all that stuff.
A lot of people are making their own stuff in the past, you know, like 5 years, it's been resurging.
Same with records.
Yep.
Making a resurgence.
That's true.
All the stuff is coming
so
out.
Yeah, Joanne is probably benefiting from, you know, cosplayers and and every exactly. everything else.
Exactly. That has so to support your local Joanne. Don't buy everything online, because sometimes you just need to go and feel something, and to do that you need a physical store. So sorry, Best Buy.
Is Joanne local?
What do you mean? To Washington?
Local. I mean, it's corporate.
Yes.
Yeah. That's all. The way you made it.
No,
sound,
yeah,
like,
yeah, no,
support
no. I mean,
your local business.
Yeah, support your physical businesses. Even Amazon is building stores again, just because.
Oh yeah, we went to an Amazon bookstore last week.
Go to an Amazon bookstore.
It
we
was
went to
weird.
A physical Amazon location. You know, people need physical locations. It makes sense. It works.
Yeah. No, I don't. I don't. I would. I'm too wussy to buy fabric online. I know you can with certain companies that like. Aren't Joanne or all those ones, they can send you swatches so you can actually like see it and touch it and stuff like that. But then it's like, I mean, I understand for like specialty fabric, absolutely, because Joanne is not going to have the like soup if you want like nice or like this certain way or blah blah blah. Absolutely, and you can touch it and make sure it's right. Anyways. I don't know where I was going with it.
I was waiting for the loop back. It's like, okay, woo! And then
I'm too jazzed on coffee.
Jazzed.
Not sponsored by Starbucks. Don't look at my cup.
She still wants to be sponsored by Dr. Pepper, though.
Oh man, my DP. Don't make it dirty.
Anyway, what else you got?
I got one thing I found out like a while ago. AkiCon, which is a local con here, but I know many people from out of state who have come to it. This coming year, 2016, is going to be their last year. Yeah.
Declining attendance.
I don't know. I was trying to, before we started the podcast, because they announced it on their Facebook, and they were just like, but it's like they're making it out to be like this big celebration, you know, like whatever. But I was trying to find information on, like, you know, like, maybe why?
They were kicked out of a hotel, all right? When you get kicked out, like,
They were kicked out of SakuraCon as well.
What do you mean?
Well, okay, the person that's, one of the people that started AkiCon used to be, like, in the exhibition hall, like, have a booth all the time, but they were selling illegal things.
Oh, knockoffs.
So SakuraCon kicked them out.
Gotcha.
And so they made their own con.
Ah, to sell illegal stuff.
But
that's a federal offense.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Yeah, they have...
But how many times have we all seen fake stuff?
All the time. It's hard to control.
It is, but...
But knowingly selling fake stuff is against the law.
Yeah. But yeah, I was trying to find information on it, but I couldn't. So, I mean, yeah, declining attendance. They just kept fucking up years in a row.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, we stopped going.
Right.
We were like, nope.
It was too Wild Westy for me, I guess.
Wild West?
Yeah, no rules, no regulations. This is just kind of like...
We didn't have a badge and we just, like, walked into badge-restricted areas.
Right,
they
relied on 100% volunteers. Like, I'm pretty...
They didn't hire anyone.
Yeah, they didn't. And that's why we just walked in and we're like, shouldn't have somebody said something?
Because probably people didn't show up.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Oh, and they said people... What was it? Volunteers... Can't remember if this is the right con, but
they didn't even give badges.
No,
to volunteers.
They got like water bottles.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Was that Anime Expo?
That might have been Anime. No,
someone was complaining about being a volunteer, and I can't remember if it was AkiCon. They're very different conventions.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think AkiCon people even. It was weird, and people were mad, and people would know. Remember? Oh, they had signs up, volunteers needed.
Yeah,
and stuff like they.
Yeah, they were just understand.
It's just a mess.
They
had the exhibition hall in that leaky garage.
That one year.
It's just like, and it was like moldy and gross.
Yep. They built weird props and stuff. Remember they had
They had a haunted house.
Did they?
Because it's always on Halloween.
I remember the haunted house. Oh, yeah. Right.
But it was like 2 feet long.
Yeah. And they also built like that foam space needle and stuff like that when we were there.
They always do that, though.
I know. But I feel like their priorities are in the wrong places.
Right. Yes, it is. Don't waste time on building a foam space needle for a decoration.
Right.
You know, because other conventions we have don't have like decorations. They have like banners and stuff or advertisements from sponsors. But they don't. Yeah. You need to
work on
other things.
I could have. Yeah. I wouldn't have called it this year, but I would have. If you asked me if it would have gone down, I probably would have. Yeah, yes.
It wasn't like it was surprising, but I was
exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
That's done.
From a business perspective, they weren't doing a good job, I'll say
they
that.
They were
much.
For profit as well.
Right.
So I don't think they were allowed to. It was this weird thing, like, were they allowed to have volunteers?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I thought it.
Oh, no.
I just realized your hair is down.
I know.
Kevin usually has the pony.
Anyway, yeah, so businesses can have. You can volunteer. You can work for somebody. You could go to Amazon.
I guess
like,
it'd be
like
an
I'd
internship
like to volunteer.
Or whatever, in a way.
Even. Slave labor.
An unpaid internship.
No. If you say, I want to volunteer, that's totally legal to work for free at that point.
Okay. I assume you have to sign some sort of thing, but anyways, that's done, so
yes.
R.I.P.
No more OktoberCon. I mean, we should probably... somebody should make one.
KumoriCon is the same weekend as AkiCon this year.
This year?
Yep.
So they're
KumoriCon
moved
their time and moved their space.
Huh.
So, I feel like KumoriCon's just, like, taking its place in a way.
Probably.
It's not Seattle, but it's still really close.
A couple hours, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not bad. We might go down there instead.
I think we are.
Is it on our list?
Yes, it is on our list. But I do have some news. Otakon might be taken off our list. So I gotta figure out a different East Coast con. East Coast con suggestions, please, that are not Dragon Con and that are not KatsuCon. We cannot shoot at KatsuCon, and Dragon Con's just not good for shooting in general. So,
do you want your costume to melt? That's what'll happen.
Yeah, shooting outside in Atlanta at the end of August is not on our list of to-dos.
Yes.
So, we heard someone's thoughts about Otakon about a year or two ago. But I was like, maybe it was just like that singular experience. But then it was confirmed the other day by someone else. So I was like, oh, okay. And it's not like it's like, oh, that's such a horrible con mm-hmm. or blah, 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 blah. It's just not, I don't know how to say it, like, well set up for what we want to do. Mm. You know what I mean?
I don't, but I'll just agree. Okay. Yes. Makes sense. Good job.
There's nowhere to shoot in the general, like, even driving, you know?
Oh.
I guess, supposedly, from whatever. Plus, yeah. So, anyways.
Plus, yeah, what?
I don't,
Baltimore is scary. You can say it.
No. I don't care about, that shit. But I've heard it's pretty muggy then.
Muggy? As in getting robbed?
Oh, my God. I'm not. Humid. Yeah, people have said I would do a different con if I were you, is what they were saying. You were there. You heard it.
No, you guys were way off in front
of really?
Me. You guys weren't looking back at me, but stuff was falling out, so I was reorganizing most of the time.
All right. Well, never mind.
Yes. Nobody cares about the slave mule.
I'm doing this on the podcast.
Oh, no.
I want to talk about Rebecca.
Okay.
For a second.
Sure.
I feel responsible as her friend. Like, I need to get her back into cosplay.
Okay.
I feel like it's a little bit my fault that she's not cosplaying right now.
Which is not indirectly my fault.
It's not 100% my fault. And I know that, but I do. Listen, I can hear you whispering. because we started Elite Cosplay, you know, I put cosplaying personally on the back burner and, you know, we put photography front and center, obviously. So I was Rebecca's biggest cosplay partner. And then the friends that she also cosplayed with, if I wasn't cosplaying or not there that day or whatever, do not cosplay anymore. So she's left with, like, basically no cosplaying friends and no friends to hang out with at the convention, pretty much, except for us. And hanging out with us at a convention while we're doing photo shoots is, I can imagine, super boring.
Yeah.
And so I feel really guilty. So I feel like I kind of need... And, you know, she didn't even go to SakuraCon. And she's not even going to Emerald City, which is, like, one of her favorites of all time.
Okay.
And I know she can't go because the tickets are sold out. So it's a kind of a bust right now.
Okay.
But I feel like I need to... I don't know, guys. What do you think? Like...
How to inspire her?
How to inspire. Because I want... Maybe, you know, like someone said... I think it was Lensetti. Like, invite her over to do, like, a cosplay making session.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like I need to kind of, like, take charge and be like, let's go to the craft store.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, you guys did the thing with her
gun.
The guns. Yeah.
But she was already going to that con. Like, she has no plans to go to anything right now. So first of all, I need everybody to be Rebecca's cosplay and friend. And I need to inspire her because I know I can tell I've been her friend for a long time now. I think we're getting close to the 10-year mark. And I can tell by the look in her eyes, it's like she wants to, but there's no point.
Yeah.
And she's feeling really down about everything in crafty situations. So I really want to encourage her.
Okay. So yes, we're soliciting feedback.
Yeah. Like how do you encourage someone who maybe like wants to, I know she wants to cosplay again. She hasn't in, oh my God, I think it's been 2 years now.
Yep.
And I know last year she kind of wanted to, but she just couldn't muster up the energy.
Okay.
She works, you know, in the middle of she works graveyard. So that's also hard because she's tired a lot. But yeah, I just want to get some motivation.
So yeah, if you have really feedback, at Elite Cosplay.
I'm sure everybody's gone through their cosplay ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
You get discouraged. You think maybe, I don't want to do it anymore, but have you ever encouraged a friend maybe or anybody or how do you encourage yourself? Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry. It's been on my mind, okay.
No,
that's
fair.
She's the one that got me into cosplay.
Yeah.
If she wouldn't have been there, we wouldn't be here right now
that's true.
So I feel like responsibility to bring her back. And it's not like she's like, I don't want to do it anymore. She definitely has plans.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's
but
not.
But she just needs to get it.
I need that. I need to. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Fair enough.
That's the noise. Yeah.
So yes.
Encourage Rebecca campaign. She'll do stuff if I like make her.
Yeah.
It just has to be like my idea, I think.
Okay. All right.
Yay.
So just email Holly.
Or comments, yeah.
Or comments.
Or, like how to motivate.
Okay.
In terms of cosplay.
Yes.
All right.
Anything else?
That was it.
All right.
Be on the lookout for pictures from SakuraCon this week. I'm editing. I'm also
live twitching.
All week except for Wednesday this week.
Are you? Even tomorrow?
Yeah, after work.
Oh, after work. Okay.
I'm just going to be live streaming photo editing. So if you guys ever are curious about that, you can pop on over. And don't forget to go to elitecosplay.com/Amazon. Do your Amazon shopping to support us. No extra cost to you. Or you can go to elitecosplay.com/shop and support us that way by buying one of our super awesome t-shirts. People love them.
Yes.
The Eat, Sleep, Sew, Repeat is so popular.
Yes.
But yeah. Thank you guys for listening. We will be back next week, hopefully with Rebecca, and hopefully some encouraging words for her.
Yes.
To get her back in the game. All right. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you.
I love you.
Bye-bye.